We're expecting about 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight for in Juneau before it starts trying to change to rain, either late tonight or early tomorrow morning.
And is that just for the Juneau area?
Well, no. It's all the snow is going to be changing to rain, but we're expecting, say, 3 to 5 inches across much of the Panhandle, you know, out to Alphin Cove and Gustavus as well. We have a winter storm warning for Haines starting tonight and into early Saturday, or most of Saturday, there for about, say, 10 inches, give or take.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's, you know how it is you get enough overrunning there and it just starts snowing like crazy.
It usually snows a little bit more in the passes, though, there, right?
Right.
I got up this morning, and I didn't miss the cold, but I missed the stars. I got used to that over the last week and a half. What happened?
Well, we had a nice blocking high that was covering northwest Canada and Alaska and the eastern half of the Gulf of Alaska, and it's been persistent for a bit. But the pattern is changing right now. We have a low moving into the eastern half of the Gulf, and it is starting to spread in some precip across the southern half of the Panhandle. It's snowing down there and starting to change terrain, at least in the Ketchikan and Annette areas. And we'll expect the snow to push northward into the central and northern Panhandles through tonight and early Saturday. And it will start changing to rain through tonight and early Saturday as well.
My layman's interpretation of how things work when it comes to the weather is that when there's cloud cover, then there's not much of a chance for the ground heat to kind of radiate off into space, and so temperatures are probably going to moderate the next few days.
Well, yes, they will. Typically, cloud cover will prevent the nighttime radiational cooling. So it'll limit that, but it's definitely going to warm up because the lows coming in is coming up out of the central Pacific, so it's bringing a nice push of warm air with it. We should be, I think overnight lows are going to be in the upper 20s to lower 30s tonight, probably be about the same for Saturday night.
And what's the forecast for next week?
For next week, we are looking at quite a bit of rain or rain likely in the Juneau area. We're going to end up with a low in the eastern half or the western half of Gulf of Alaska, and it's just going to weaken and continue to push warm, moist air across the Panhandle, and it's just going to continue to rain.
Okay. Is that going to be just at sea level, or is that over all elevations?
It looks like we might have enough cooler temperatures aloft that it might snow at the higher elevations for, say, the ski resort. It's going to be hit or miss. I think better chance of snow at the top of the mountain rather than at the lodge.
Okay. Brian Bisnick, thanks a lot for the update.
Okay.
And also with us on the line is Barbara Lind of the Eagle Crest Ski Area, the ski resort in town. Good morning, Barb.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Pretty good. How's the snow up there this morning?
Well, it's been great, especially on the groomed part. Off the groomed, it was getting a little firm. So this forecast for snow tonight and tomorrow is absolutely wonderful. Just in time for our 15th annual Yes You Can Women's All-Day Ski Workshop on Saturday. That's pretty exciting. So women should get themselves signed up. Call the Snow Sports School at 790-2000, extension 211. It's a fabulous way to improve your skiing and boarding. And the exciting thing about springtime is that not only are our temperatures warming, but we still get snow a lot in the higher elevations. Every Friday now, the Black Bear Chair is going to be open. We have a new program for adults called Ptarmigan and Beyond, which starts today. It's for intermediate to advanced skiers and boarders, chance to pick up some tips on how to ski some of those runs you've always found a little intimidating. And we have a big, great, fun event, series of events coming up. It's called the Great Alaskan Terrain Park Series, and starting next Saturday, there's a jib jam in the park. Then the following one, there'll be a slope style. And finally, April 6th, a wild-caught bank slalom. So there's lots of opportunities for people who like that terrain park stuff. And we have also spring break camp coming up over the school break. So lots of fun things happening at Eagle Crest.
So are we going to see you on one of those snowboards in the terrain park here in the next few days?
Yes, I've been practicing my 727 backflip, whatever. I'm not sure. I think I have to do a grab in there, too.
Okay. You got a little time to work on that. Thanks a lot, Barbara.
Well, thank you, Matt, and I hope to see you back up there.